Every year since 2003, Wisconsin and other states have had to ask federal permission to include family planning services under Medicaid. Advocates say the program prevents unintended pregnancy and their associated costs. So when the Obama administration offered some permanency for the state family planning services, Wisconsin was the first to apply. Wisconsin has not gotten the official okay yet, but is going ahead, figuring permission is forthcoming. Stephanie Smiley is spokeswoman for Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. She says the expansion now includes higher income Medicaid recipients.
So 300% of the federal poverty level. In addition, what this legislation provided states to do was to allow people who were older to receive family planning services.
While there's no age limit at the upper end, family planning services to men and women can begin at age 15. Groups like Pro-Life Wisconsin say that's too young. Matt Sandy directs legislation for the group.
And that is why Pro-Life Wisconsin has been working very hard over the years legislatively to at least raise the minimum eligibility age from 15 to 18.
According to the state health department, Wisconsin saved $139 million by providing contraception to 65,000 people in 2008. Pro-Life Wisconsin contends those are only estimates of unintended pregnancies. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.